Well, hey, how's everybody doing? This is Sharon from my she shed. Actually, I'm taking my walk. I'm doing it. That's why you hear dogs barking, and occasionally you'll hear a car go by or something like that. But, you know, today I just wanted to chat about something. Two things. One thing was we were on our way back home from Reading, which is like a 45-mile trip on the mountain road, and I heard a newscaster, not news, she was a broadcast, radio broadcaster, and she was just completely overwhelmed. Her heart was hurting so badly for the innocent people in Ukraine, and we're talking men, women, and children here, mothers, grandmothers, grandfathers, uncles, aunts, little boys and little girls. They're just dropping bombs, you know? They're just dropping whatever and taking siege of this country. Anyway, getting back to the news, the broadcaster, she was overwhelmed. She was talking about her heart was just so sad. And it's so easy to just not think about it. And her heart was very touched. I mean, she was choking up and she could barely talk. And she was just saying, we need to pray. And the song that she had just played was In the Name of Jesus. And the next song was also about the same type of lyric. And it got me thinking about our prayers and how we pray. And do we pray with authority or do we just beg God to fix something? I gotta say, we do tend to slide into the God, please fix this category. But as Christians who believe that we carry and know that we carry the power of the Holy Spirit within us, we do have authority. We have authority to speak against things. The thing is, when you consider how many Christians there are in this world, or people who call themselves Christians, I don't even know how many are actually walking in authority, speaking the name of God, speaking the name of Jesus. You know, we read about that in the Old Testament, but how many of us believe that it still happens or can happen? And how many of us pray that way? Well, there's some little boys and girls going to be making noise here. How many of us actually believe that if we speak the name of Jesus, that things will happen? We like to sing songs about it. There is power in the name of Jesus. But when it comes right down to it, where'd the power go? What happened? When Jesus parted the Red Sea, he not depended on. I don't want to misspeak. Moses had to be compliant. Moses had to be obedient, and he had to be willing, and he had to say yes. There's so many other stories. I mean, Mary, the mother of Jesus, had to say yes. You know, they had choices, folks. Isn't that an amazing thought? Daniel had choices. Joseph had choices. All of these people who have made such a tremendous difference in our lives. Esther, you know, Mordecai told her, who knows but that you were created for such a time as this. And that's Esther 4:14. And he told her, well, you know what? If you don't do this, then somebody else is going to step up. But in the meantime, he knew very well that many of his people were going to be slaughtered. And I'm teaching a class called Born for Significance, reviewing a book and study guide by Bill Johnson. And it talks about us being born for such a time as this, actually. But receiving that authority, receiving that promotion, receiving what it is that God has planned for us with humility, being humble and being a servant, but also being the royalty that we truly are. In order to do that, we really have to believe it ourselves. Believing that we're royalty, you know, we are not merely human. We're not citizens of this world anymore once we receive Christ as Savior and once we surrender our lives to Him. We are citizens of heaven. We are actually seated in heaven right now. So that's something that's kind of difficult for us to perceive. It's hard for us to totally understand. But really, bottom line, we don't have to understand it in order to believe. We don't have to understand in order to have faith. So where am I going with all this? Well, if you believe what the Word says, if you truly believe in what the Word says, and you understand that we are heirs to the kingdom alongside with Jesus, and you understand that we have the authority because Jesus gave it to us to speak against things such as war, such as genocide, such as a plague, such as all these things. And I can practically read your minds when you're listening to this, because you're thinking, yeah, but what about 2 Chronicles 7:14? Well, let's look at 13 through 16. If you go back and read that, it says that, I don't have my Bible with me, but the other day God said, okay, yeah, back up, slow your roll, and look at 13 and 16. 14 isn't where you need to stop. And it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and I will answer their prayers and heal their land. Oh yay, God's just gonna go boom and he's gonna fix everything. No. Remember, I was just talking about Esther and Moses and Daniel and Joseph, Abraham, Mary, all of these people. Each one of them is one individual. Each one of them changed our history. Each one of them was obedient to God. So in the part where he says, I will heal their land, he will use his people who have been obedient, who have called on him. He will empower them to heal their land. So don't wait around for God begging him, saying, please come and fix this, because that's not going to happen. We need to rise up, but first we need to humble ourselves and pray and be obedient. Seek first the kingdom of God. So when something goes wrong, and there's a lot going wrong, but then there always has been since the garden. When something goes wrong, instead of saying, Lord, fix this, Lord, please come and fix this, what we need to do is believe. When we sing, there's power in the name of Jesus, or there's power in the blood, meaning his sacrifice on the cross was powerful and effective. In 1 Timothy, or wait, I think it might be James. I have to look it up. Sorry. Addresses some kind of, sometimes slip my mind. But the word tells it, yes, James, the word tells us that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. Well, what does that tell you? So I have to tell you a little story. I've told this one before, two of them actually. When I had a little store on Main Street here in Waverville, I hope the wind is not keeping you from being able to hear me. So anyway, I had a little store, and there was a little picket fence out front, and I would put clothing out front. It was a clothing store. I would hang clothing up out front and it would bring customers in. It was very effective advertising. One day, it was very windy, and I had children's clothes hung up on the little picket fence, and they went flying down the sidewalk more than once. And the first time I went, picked it up, dusted it off, put it back up there. Second time, the third time, I went outside the door, stood out there, put my hands on my hips, and actually one hand on my hip, and I pointed to the air and I said, "Stop in the name of Jesus, be still." And guess what happened? You got it. The wind stopped. No more clothes blowing off the picket fence. Another time, I was walking down the street, and there was a man in a really, really old pickup truck. I mean, this thing was rusty, you know, but clearly it was his only form of transportation. Poor guy. I have been in situations like that where, and I knew exactly what was wrong. He was turning the key, and I heard this click, 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 click. Oh no, Lord. Click, 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 click. And I thought, oh no, he's not, oh no. So as I was walking past his truck, I didn't say it so that he could see me, but I said very, very passionately, "In the name of Jesus, start now." And guess what? Run, 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 run. And he threw that thing into gear and slammed on the accelerator and took off. And when he did that, if he looked in his rearview mirror, he could see me jumping up and down like a little kid, waving my arms, pumping my arms up in the air, going, "Yes!" All that to say, folks, don't doubt the power of your prayers. But when you do pray, don't beg God to fix things. Use the authority that you have and the power of the Holy Spirit within you. Holy Spirit is the power. Use the authority. Take authority over illnesses. Take authority over things that are not of God. If it's not good, it's not of God. He can use everything for good. That's Romans 8:28. For God uses all things for the good of those who love him and who are called to his purpose. So, if we decide that we are going to use that authority and we speak against those things that are not, well, here's a good way of putting it. If it doesn't exist in heaven, it should not be on earth. Therefore, we need to bring heaven to earth, and we need to speak against those things. We need to take them captive. We need to rebuke them. We need to cast them out. And we don't need to yell and scream when we do it. Just know, be confident in God that he hears your prayer and that he knows what it is that needs to be done. And if what you are asking lines up with his heart, and it should, if you are in Jesus and you and Jesus are in the Father, then what you ask for should be in God the Father's name, in his heart. So if it doesn't happen, first of all, he's sovereign. He makes the decisions because you've surrendered that to him, correct? I hear a Harley. So, if it doesn't happen, do some praying about it. And it's not that, sorry about the noise, guys. It's not that, sorry. It's not that God doesn't want to heal people. It's not that he doesn't want people's injuries to be healed or all of that kind of stuff. the thing is, sometimes the circumstances that led up to a situation are what need to be addressed. That's a complicated situation, but subject, but it's the truth. So, surrendering to God means that you know He hears your prayers. You know that because you have prayed, something's going to change. And that something will be for the good and not for bad. Like Terry Sue Taylor says, devil good, devil bad, God good, not the other way around. God good, devil bad. So today I just want to encourage you to think about how you pray. There's just so much that we need to pray about in this world. People need healing. There are people in the hospital, not just from COVID either. I know so many people now who have been diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I know people who have injuries, people who are having surgeries, people who've had strokes. I seriously doubt that all of that was going on 2,000 years ago. Yes, they had illnesses, but because of the sheer number of people on the face of the earth now, the numbers of illnesses, injuries, etc., cancer, you know, have been increased exponentially. So change the way you pray. And address the Father. Tell Him, Lord, You are sovereign, You are holy, You are mighty, You are magnificent. Father God, in faith, I take authority over these things because Jesus said that He has all authority and He gave that authority to us. So Father God, right now, I take authority over cancer. I take authority over everyone I personally know. I take authority over that cancer that is within their bodies right now. And if they're waiting to hear a diagnosis, Father, I just take authority over that, and I claim it to be a shadow on the test and not cancer, in Jesus' name. That's the way we should be praying, folks. Address it to the Father so that He will be pleased. And understand that when you have authority, when you take that authority, He hears you and He will act upon it. He will co-labor with you and things will be changed. Imagine this, considering what all of what I have just spoken about. Taking that into consideration, if every true surrendered believer in Jesus stood outside today and commanded COVID to leave this planet, do you really believe that it would not? I'm very passionate about this, because if you say no, I don't believe it, then that means you believe that the devil's power is stronger than God's. Think about it. So start speaking to those things. Start commanding them with the authority that God has given you in the name of Jesus, because we are just below the angels. Remember, in Scripture, God created us just below the angels. Now, angels don't have, well, I won't get into that. That's a whole different topic. But they're here to serve us. So understand that God hears your prayers. Understand that He does not want you to beg Him. He wants you to talk to Him about what's bothering you, but He wants you to believe when He says that He gave you the authority to deal with things. And don't ask Him to do something He's already given you the authority to do and the responsibility. Well, that's one of the longest podcasts I've done. Listen, I just pray peace over you. I pray health. I speak health and blessings over each and every one of you who are listening today. God bless you. Thank you for lending me your ear. And I hope to hear from you. If you would like to give me a call, or if you would like, I should say, I don't want to give my phone number out. Those of you who know me personally, you already have it. But if you would like to contact me, you can get a hold of me on Facebook. Just look under Sharon Irene Scott. It's actually Irene, but people get confused. Or you can contact me with Let Go and Soar Ministries. You can also contact me with Trinity Hope House on Facebook. Or you can look us up on the web. We have a Hope House website, and we have a Let Go and Soar Ministries website. All of our contact information is on there. I really, really want to hear back from you. I really want to hear your testimonies. Alrighty, God bless you. Love you bunches. Bye-bye now.